Thanks for tuning in to our second LQ Pod, where it's all money to your ears. I'm Ross Graham, your host. We've developed the LQ Pods to let our financial experts here at Eli Lilly Federal Credit Union share their knowledge with you. We hope you learn a lot and enjoy the show. You've joined us at LQ.org for Decipher Your Credit, Part 2, Your Rate. Your loan rates don't have to be a mystery to you. Beth Underwood, a financial counselor with LQ, is here to help you better understand this topic. Before I pass things off to her, I want everyone tuning in to know this is your LQ Pod. That means we want audience participation. Later on, you'll hear how you can call or write to us with your questions about today's topic. So let's dig into your credit score with Beth in part one of our LQ Pod called Money Matters.
Thanks, Ross, and thanks to our listeners for being here. Your credit score and history mean a lot to you, and they have a big impact on your financial life. Today, we'll examine the impact your credit has on the price you pay for loans. If you've already listened to Decipher Your Credit, Your Score, you will recall we discussed credit scores and bankruptcy scores. If you missed this LQ Pod, be sure to go back and listen to it at LQ.org. Our topic today is risk-based pricing for your loans. So, what does this mean and how does it work? Your credit score directly affects how your loans are priced. Basically, this means the interest rate you pay for the credit you get. Most lenders today use a risk-based pricing method to determine the interest rates on your loans. Previously, we told you that FICO scores range from 300 to 850. With risk-based pricing, your actual score determines the interest rate you will be charged. The best way to get a feel for risk-based pricing is to consider an example. This one refers to an auto loan. Sally has a FICO score of 520 and wants to purchase a used SUV priced at $20,000 for a 60-month term. At LQ, Sally's interest rate could be 16.69% APR based on that 520 credit score, and her monthly payment would be $496 per month. Now Rachel, who has a FICO score of 740, could purchase the same $20,000 SUV with the same 60-month term for $382 per month because her interest rate could be 5.44% APR. Thanks to Rachel's higher credit score, she would be able to buy the same car on the same term and pay $114 less per month than Sally. The person with the higher credit score is considered less of a payment risk than a person with a lower score. Therefore, the person with the better credit score pays a lower interest rate under the risk-based pricing system.
Beth, let me pause you right there so we can take a short break from the program for Tangible Tips, part two of our LQ Pod, where we toss out some simple ideas you can start today to make your money life better.
In today's Tangible Tips, we're featuring a simple way to save some cash. Since we're talking about loan rates, it's a great time to mention insurance rates as well. If you're not comparing your insurance rates annually, you might be missing out on some big savings. The insurance industry is a competitive one, so do some comparison shopping to find the best rates. For starters, look to Ameriprise Auto and Home Insurance. Ameriprise can help you save money on your auto coverage and protect your property. To get your free insurance quote, pick up an Ameriprise brochure and quote form at any LQ branch. Or go to LQ.org, click on LCU Financial Services, and choose insurance to access an online quote form. This was Tangible Tips from LQ.
Back to the show and moving on with Beth Underwood and her explanation of your rate and how it's priced.
Next up, let's talk about the philosophy behind risk-based pricing. The main criticism among consumers has been that risk-based pricing can make shopping for the best interest rates much more difficult. It can be difficult to tell at a glance what your interest rate might be or if you can even qualify to get an advertised rate. That's why it's important to shop around, ask questions, and do your research when it comes to rates. While risk-based pricing might seem unfair to those with lower credit scores, you should keep in mind that this system is keeping those same people from being turned down for a loan. Also, as people work to repair their credit and their credit scores rise, they should consider refinancing their loans to obtain a more favorable interest rate. With a better rate often comes a lower payment or a shorter repayment period. In a nutshell, risk-based pricing is simply tiered rate pricing, where we assign different interest rates to different buckets, and your individual credit score determines which rate bucket will be yours.
Thanks for all the great information, Beth. Since you've mentioned auto loan rates specifically, I'd like to introduce Brandy Price, a member of our sales team here at LQ. She can shed light on the road to refinancing an auto loan with LQ in part three of our LQ pod called Savvy Solutions.
Exactly, Ross. As Beth mentioned, you can take steps now to improve your credit rating. One step in the right direction would be refinancing certain loans you're carrying. For starters, think about ElfQ's auto loan refinancing program. This simple switch might help to raise your credit score and reduce the time it takes to pay off your car. There are many benefits to our auto loan: a variety of terms to suit your budget, competitive rates on both new and used vehicles. You might be able to payroll deduct your payment or set up an auto transfer so you won't even have to think about it. And if you're ready to buy something else, we have a team of auto buying experts at Members Auto Source who can help you. Ready to refinance? Call me or someone else on the ElfQ sales team to get the auto loan process rolling. 800-621-2105, extension 1.
Refinancing makes perfect sense, Brandy. Great advice. And that's what we're here for, to advise our members. That brings us to part 4 of our ElfQ pod called ElfQ and A, the portion of this show dedicated to your questions and our answers. Allow me to introduce Terry Mossbrucker, another credit counseling expert here at ElfQ, with some information about how you can participate in future programs.
Ross is right. We're ready to hear from you. If you have questions about credit that you would like us to address in a future ElfQ pod, please call this special number and leave a voicemail. 317-644-6842. Or send a message to seminars@elfq.org. Be sure to leave your name and number so we can contact you if we decide to feature your call in a question and answer session next time. Please submit your questions, and I look forward to answering them.
Thanks, Terry. That's all the time we have for today. In our next ElfQ pod, we'll delve into lines of credit and how those work and decipher your credit part 3, your available credit. In the meantime, please visit ElfQ.org to explore the many ways your Eli Lilly Federal Credit Union can support you, or call 800-621-2105 to speak with someone anytime Monday through Friday between 7:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Thanks for tuning into ElfQ Pod, where it's all money to your ears. We hope you'll come back again to listen.